This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this beautiful riverside for this edition of The English We Speak. We're going to teach you a new word connected to the internet. I'm Neil and with me is Feifei.
Hi there.
Nothing beats a bit of fishing for relaxation, does it, Feifei? Can you pass me the bait?
Bait. That's the stuff you use to attract the fish. Worms are often used. OK, Neil, but where is the bait?
Don't say we forgot to bring it. OK. Well, let's just have a look on my smartphone for places nearby we can buy some. Oh, look at this, Feifei. How to earn £1 million a year working from home.
Don't follow that link, Neil. It's just clickbait. It'll be some nonsense.
Clickbait. As we said, bait is something used to attract fish when you're trying to catch them. Clickbait is a link on a website that's trying to attract you, to make you click on it.
It's a word made up of two words, click and bait. Clickbait. Here are some examples.
I can never read a long article online. I'm so distracted by the clickbait, I always end up on some other site.
Should have known that article wasn't really going to be about Justin Bieber. They're just using his image as clickbait.
I used to love social media, but now it's just full of adverts and clickbait. Rubbish.
Clickbait, a link on a website designed to draw your attention and make you click.
It has a quite negative sense. You feel a little like you've been tricked when you click on clickbait.
That's right. The main aim of the clickbait is to get hits to a site rather than genuinely informing you. Right now, Feifei, how are we going to get some worms to make this fishing trip a success?
Let's have another look at your phone. Oh, look! Celebrity clothing failures.
Feifei, that's clickbait. I need bait.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.